And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, December the 18th, 2021, Season 15, Episode 43, our final episode of Season 15, our final episode of 2021. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
I'm Matt.
I'm Dave.
I'm Wendy.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yep. All right, let me get the micro... Wow, okay. A lot of microphones to mess with here. Make sure everybody's set. Haven't had Matt in here in forever. Haven't had Dave in here in forever either. And then Wendy over here next to me. She'll be answering the phones. Can you... I don't know. Can you lean in? Can you say hi? Can you lean in this way towards me? Towards me. There you go. There she is. She's here. There she is. It is amazing how fast an hour will fly when you have so much to do and prepare for and to get ready for. It's amazing how fast that goes by. Because we barely made this happen.
Yeah.
Oh, it was tough. So welcome to the show, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. You can also check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can just go there, ingamechat.net. Go all the way to the bottom of the page, and you'll find every single link you need to reach out to us, whether it be our Discord account, which is up right now. And I think Brock is maybe going to join us in Discord. Anybody is welcome to join us in Discord. You can just pop in there, and you can actually talk to us on the air. And it sounds fantastic. It's great. But Spigot, you know, Brock from Canada.
Yeah, he may
join in.
I hope he does. I haven't talked to him in a while.
He had talked about it. He said, you know, I keep meaning to do that. And then he didn't even know about the Discord. And I said, yeah, we got Discord set up. And you can just, yeah, you don't have to call. You just be on Discord. That's all it takes. So, yeah, you can do that. Our links are all there. You can find us on Twitter at In-Game Chat. You can find us on Facebook at In-Game Chat as well. And you can also find us, you know, email us, everyone at In-Game Chat. .net. Multile, I don't know if you're in any of the chat rooms or where you're at, but I have your email queued up, and that is the first thing we're going to get to here as soon as I finish this introduction that is taking far too long. You can email us. We already did that one. You can stream right now. We're on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv, in-game chat. You can search in-game chat, and you'll find it. Again, our website's going to get you there the fastest. In-gamechat.net. Scroll all the way to the bottom. Boom, you're there. You can join us in the chat room there if you would like to, or in the chat room on Discord. We just appreciate everybody's support and everybody being here. This is fantastic. I think it's great to have this many people. I would love to have more. I don't know how I would make it happen, but I would love to have... Well, Discord is how you make that happen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is exactly how you make that happen. I get Nate back on there, get James, we can get Jeremy on here, Dennis, see, get them all back on here.
Those names sound vaguely familiar.
I know, right? Vaguely familiar. So, welcome to the show. Let's jump right into the email
Muppets?
From Multile. Gonzo, yes.
Yes.
That is exactly what it is. The song is I'm going to go back there someday
from the original Muppet movie. Yeah. Also, that's crazy that I got that just from that little bit.
Also, a fantastic cover by Amanda Palmer.
Okay.
I believe, right? What? Amanda Palmer does a cover of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, just go with the great Gonzo.
I like that too, but man, she's really good.
Okay.
So, this comes from Multal. He says, ahoy, hoy.
Yes, it does.
He always does. He says, firstly, I want to extend my thoughts and well wishes to IGC and to the extended IGC crew, friends, and family. We would like to return the favor to you there, Multi. Past and present, I hope you are all doing as well as can be expected and any recoveries happen quickly. On to something a bit more light. With 2022 just around the corner, what do you think will happen next year? And I'm sure he means gaming related, so let's not. There's plenty we could veer off to if we didn't want to mess with that. But keep it gaming related. Is there any predictions? And he says, best wishes, Multile. So thank you for that email. Again, if anybody wants to, it is everyone at ingamechat.net if you'd like to email us. But does anybody, I tell you what, why don't you think on the predictions, just to kind of throw that on you. We'll come back to that at the opening of the next segment. Why don't we do that? All right. So that's what we're going to look for. Any kind of gaming predictions that you guys might have. And if you do have any, chat room, Discord, throw them out there.
Call us.
Yeah. Call us in to 272-9228 if you would like to do that. I think we'll hear from Chris today. And if we do, I have to remind myself to thank him because he helped me out with the where is it? Yeah.
I'm in suspense. The what?
The VR.
What? Oh, you got the...
Yeah, I brought them.
Is that the Quest?
It's Quest, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. You're gonna get me upset.
Well, I tell you what, because Terry's doing a replay, which means we won't be rushed to get out of here or anything. We might can try it after the show, but yeah, there's the Quest.
That gets me upset.
This is it.
I know.
I can turn it on from here. I can start playing VR just sitting here if I want to. I don't need wires.
The reason why, right? I just got done like before we got here. Not to sidetrack the show.
I mean, she could play it if she wants to.
Yeah.
Sitting right there. No, I mean, just right there.
While we're doing it.
Like, what is that?
Well, that means thanks for the permission.
You're not on, I'm just saying you're not on camera.
Even she could do it.
No, you're not on camera and you don't have a microphone. So, you know, to pass the time, you could just play VR if you wanted to.
Yeah, not to tangent or sidetrack, but I'm going to do that anyways.
It wouldn't be our show if we didn't.
Yeah. So before you know, I got here for the show, I was playing with Kevin, right? And we were doing a DCS, Digital Combat Simulator. We were flying in VR.
Which has VR aspects.
Yeah, because that's the only way we fly now. We fly in VR. Then afterwards, I got into a little bit of a Blade and Sorcery. And then he got me the 11 table 11.
The 11 table tennis.
Yeah, table tennis. We're sitting there doing that, right? And we're playing, and I have the Rift S. And
I've heard really good things about the. I mean, it's table tennis for God's sake, but I've heard really good things about it.
So much fun! But like Kevin and I both have the Rift S, and I love it. It's fun, but how I guess now Meta, Facebook, whatever, how they don't support it anymore. That's what gets me just,
Well, they don't support the table tennis?
No, they don't. So the
VR.
The
yeah.
VR.
No, yeah. Dumped
so,
it.
So
bad girlfriend dumped it.
Yeah. They just
bad
like,
boyfriend.
We don't even
it. Doesn't
care
matter.
About it. Just it doesn't exist.
And, yeah. They dropped it.
But like so many of the things I want to do now, like Resident Evil 4 VR or the Tales from the Black Spire, you know, Galaxy's Edge VR, the Star Wars.
That's okay. See, that's why
only
it's confusing.
Only on the Quest.
Because
so I can't play those.
See, it offers cross-buy mm-hmm. on some titles.
Yeah, but those are Quest exclusive.
But see, I don't
exclusive.
Have... You have a Rift... Okay, what do you have
Rift.
Again?
Rift S.
All right, I don't have a Rift S. And see, that I was worried about that too, because they had done this stuff with other things, and that's why I kind of held off.
So, yeah, if I go through the Oculus store, those are not available. They're not on Steam. So I can't get them on Steam or any other platform. I can't play Resident Evil 4. I can't play the Star Wars game that I want to play. And I'm just like, the fact that they just ignore, you know, the old thing.
They pulled a Google is what they did.
They did. And that's what upsets me. Because I really like the system that I have. Because the integration into, you know, like, I'm sure that thing's great for just standalone or whatever. I don't know how well it integrates in with a computer to do.
Yeah, not to make you feel worse, pretty well.
Oh, really?
Somebody created an app that is better than what is already built into the system to connect to your PC. And so, and you have to buy it.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, it was a Black Friday deal was like $15.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a lot, but it really made things so much simpler and easier.
Because I've heard
better
before that, like just the cable into the computer. Maybe it was with the Quest
you can do that
1.
With that. No, you can do that too.
Someone had a Quest 1. He says it's laggy. There's a little bit of lag. It doesn't work as well. Whereas my, you know, the Rift is like native for mm-hmm. computer, so it just works.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to be shielded away from, you know, or like gated away from some games that I want to play from the same company that owns what I do, you know, have it just it gets me where I'm just like,
I should tell you, yeah, there is, and again, everybody wants to come back to the house, so I can show because I'd like to show you that I guess I can't show you it here. Because it has to be your Rift, your Quest, whatever, your VR has to be on the same network that your PC is on.
Yeah.
And so that's what allows it to do the connection. And you really need a good internet, you know, you need some good internet to do that with. But anybody who has, well, you know, you have, what do you have? You got, what, 100 up, five, or 100 down, 5 up, or 10 up, or
something
whatever.
Like that.
I mean, I have at least 100 down and 10 up, and that's more than enough.
Yeah.
If I get better, it'll get better.
I just want to make sure that, like, you know, because, like, well, that's like 200, 300, how much for?
That is 200.
Yeah.
For that model, that is the 128 gig model.
I just don't want to, like, drop that kind of money and then, like, do like DCS and have it be a little laggy.
Well, so I looked at this when I was making this decision, and I had been going through and reading about it because I was curious about that. Are they going to make a Quest 3 or
where they're going to ignore that one,
or a new version where they ignore this thing? And from everything that I can tell you, the way that the store is set up, the way the games are being released, everything, the way that they're going through with their branding, plus the popularity of what this is, I think it's just going to continue. Now, there may come a time, just like any other device, like a new console system, where it's like, not everything's going to be backwards. You know, you may have to upgrade over time. Plus, by that time, things will have been improved in the hardware anyway. Yeah. So, you know, but it should allow, and I can't promise you that it will, but from everything that I've seen, it seems like this is something that they're going to stick with.
And for people who haven't experienced VR, it's hard to explain to them the difference in doing it in VR.
I'm pointing to her.
Has she not experienced it yet?
She has experienced it. And, it was something she had never experienced. She had never tried VR before.
Like doing it, like, you know, my first time putting on my headset and doing Elite Dangerous. And I, you know, just talking with Kevin about this earlier, about, like, there's a difference between, you know, looking at a cockpit and being in a cockpit.
Oh, yeah.
And it feels like you're actually in it.
I just went to a YouTube video and put her on the streets of Seattle, and it was just
walking around. Yeah.
Well, no, the first time it opens up and you're just right there, you get a jolt because it feels like, oh, whoa. You know,
like doing a table tennis with Kevin, right? Like, just like it's like you actually feel like you're doing it. Yeah. Like the ball goes through, you're like, oh, I could have gotten that. Or, you know,
it feels like somebody has a, an iPad with FaceTime sitting on the street, and you just logged in and people can see you and you can see them. It gives you a sense of, in her case though, the height was way off and she got some vertigo from it because it was much taller than she would expect. Same with me. I was like, well, this feels, you're a little taller than that, but that's on that. There's a ton of other ways to experience it. Ways that, you know, we've talked about this in the show. I don't know if you listened and I know you probably didn't hear it, but, I'm not afraid of heights, but I am afraid of things that are very, 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 very tall.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean people. I mean, you know,
structures. When you that sense of vertigo when you look over have you done Half-Life Alyx?
Not yet. I'll wait for the Steam sale came around, but I didn't pick it up.
You need to.
I know.
That's one of those things that doesn't go on sale often.
It will, though. I think for the Christmas thing,
I hope
it probably
so.
Will.
It is
we'll
one
see.
Of the better experiences.
I've heard nothing. I've heard that's like the peak VR experience.
But like when you look over a ledge, man, you feel.
No, I get that. Heights don't bother me.
Yeah,
it's there's an app on there called VR Animation. We talked about this last week on the show, and you can look at these things that people have hand animated, and they're very 3D or whatever. I watched like a little segment of Into the Spider-Verse. In this like 3D thing, and it was really, really cool. Well, they had something there where it's like, oh, you can walk with the Iron Giant. So, but you can walk with him, which means you're down here and he is right behind you or right walking at you. And my sense of vertigo or whatever to be that close and look at something that tall, couldn't do it. I had to stare at the ground, look at his feet, and that was it. Put it on her, and she's all like, hey, this is great. I'm fine. She was totally fine with that. Went and looked at the other little like, Lovecraft.
Cthulhu?
Yes. There was that, some woodsy thing she looked at with a big, giant, tall tree thing. And
God, can you imagine like an Ent?
A what?
An Ent from Lord of the Rings, like Treebeard?
Sure.
Tree creature, basically.
Well, basically, but, I think that's what kind of what she experienced was something like that. It was a big thing in the woods, and it
like
was
a VR Lord of the Rings game. Now I want that.
So that puts me over the edge just a little bit. Megalophobia, I think, is what it is.
Okay. Some of the VR horror games, like phasmophobia.
Yeah, I won't do that either.
Phasmophobia. Oh man.
I got her walking Dead. Yeah, Walking Dead so far. She hasn't gotten into that. She was doing the tutorial on that. We were trying to. I haven't played it yet.
I did Phasmophobia with one of my friends, and like over comms the whole time I was just nothing but expletives, just screaming.
Horror is perfect for VR.
It's so visceral in your face, where you know, oh man, it's right there, and you're just like.
Yeah, Wendy wants to be terrified. She wants those jump scares to go. Hey, let's talk to Chris, who's on the phone real quick.
Oh, hey.
You made him. Hey, Chris.
What's going on?
Hey.
Thanks for being my referral, buddy.
So you got your credit on your end from referring me?
I did. What we're talking about, for anybody who is curious, if you are looking into getting one of these Quest 2s or anything like that for the VR... there is a referral system going on right now where if somebody who has one refers you and then you get the one with that, you will get $60 in game credit or store credit for the Oculus store. So will the person who refers you as well.
And what's cool, I was planning on talking to my immediate supervisor, which she has a couple young sons, I think 12, 13 age range, you know, and she willing to get one for those, and she had talked to me about it. Now she has already ordered one and got it. It should have been in this weekend, but you don't actually have to have the system on hand. You can get it anywhere. Basically, you just set up your account through your referral, like you know, Scott sent me the referral, and as long as I click on it first and then set up my account for Oculus first before I set up the headset, anything else beyond that doesn't really matter. You know, as long as you set up the account from that link first, then whenever you link that headset to that account, then you'll get the credit.
Okay. So did you get your headset then eventually? Or
it came in on Thursday.
Yep, and I guess you set it up then because that's the day. I think it was Friday when I noticed that my credit had been put on my account.
Oh, so you didn't have to wait. It was like Thursday or Friday. Yeah, Thursday.
I thought I was going to. Originally, you had to. The person who refers you has to wait 30 days to get their credit. You get it instantly from the person if it's your first time. You get it instantly.
Yeah, it was in there as soon as I had it set up and linked it to my account. Yeah, it was there immediately.
So you'll do that. And then apparently they've changed the rules on that. So now both the referee.
So there's no time wait on both ends.
Not a referee. the referral and the referralee.
Basically for everybody listening, Jay's in since he referred me to buy the system.
Basically. Yeah. And I got another guy, Drobvice. He's on Twitter from the old COG days and Evil Avatar days. He sent me a DM on Twitter wanting that link as well because he's getting Oculus Rift or Quest for Christmas. So Matt, I will extend that link to you, that referral link to you, so that possibly maybe you can jump in there as well, and I'll just be...
Then you'll have no excuse not to have Half-Life Alyx.
I'll be Scrooge McDuckin' it in my my money bin of credits for Oculus.
See, I'm debating if like I want to continue with the Oculus or like do like the Vive. Or
when I read and everything, even people have got able to get Skyrim and everything to hook up through that and link it through the Oculus, either through the wire connection and stuff. And there may be ways around it, but I guess you just have to do your research and then go from there.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I get something that has a good resolution, because I know the different headsets will have different resolution sets.
See, that's the thing. I've never tried what you tried. And Now, I own the original versions of the Vive, and I own the original version of the Oculus Rift.
Yes.
The OG Rift, the one that started it all.
I borrowed that for a little while.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So I have both of those, and I can tell you from remembering what those look like to what that looks like, the resolution is amazing. But those are all first-gen systems, man. Yeah. So things have changed.
and like, you know, when you're in a cockpit of a helicopter or a fighter jet or something like that, I need something with high resolution so I could see like the labels and, mm-hmm. you know, read the maps and the, you know, so I need something that would work with that.
Yeah. It's not far off from PlayStation VR.
Yeah. Also, I need something that, cause I have to have glasses, you know, cause I have my glasses. And so I have the lenses that I snap onto, the lens.
Now that would be interesting to me if those lenses also fit those.
Yeah.
Because you can get prescription lenses.
I have that for my Rift. Yeah. Just prescription lenses that I just snap in.
We're looking to get some for Wendy there, so she doesn't have to worry about
it. It's amazing to be able to see.
Yeah, considering that we've got the new Quest and all, what games and apps have you and Wendy been looking at to get into?
So I got mine over the Black Friday holiday, which means there was, I say Black Friday holiday, it was Thanksgiving, but I call it the Black Friday holiday. Shows you where my consumerism is. So I picked it up during those discounts. I have not bought a game that was not discounted, whether it be the deal of the day on the store or whether it be just during a sale that was going on. So I picked up Walking Dead Saints and Sinners. I had heard so many good things about that.
Yeah, I've got it on my watch list, and I'm planning on definitely buying it regardless. So that was right up my alley as well, even though I've never watched the show at all.
Yeah, I got that, and I also picked up some little things, a little puzzle game called Cubism.
Oh, I've got my eye on that, too.
It's a very... what's a minimalistic puzzle type game? Okay. You're in a completely white room. There's squares in front of you. There's an outline of something, and you have to take those Tetris objects and place them in there to fill in the void or whatever you want to call it. And you can look at it from 3D shapes. There's Tilt Brush. That is just a fantastic drawing game in VR. It's not even a game. It's just an experience. Yeah, it's just an experience where you can draw in 3D. One of the most amazing things. Like I wrote her name. I wrote Wendy's name in Tilt Brush.
And it's in a 3D space.
And I could look at it this way, but if I shifted or walked around it, you know, it all kind of morphed and changed, and then you could go behind it and see it from backwards. And so, you know, it's 3D art. A line is drawn in 3D space, and then you can just kind of walk around it and look at it. It is a really cool thing. So what else do I have? I have Walkabout Mini Golf, I think is what it is.
I need that one. I've seen that, and that's on my list.
Yep. A lot of fun with that one. Room.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting the Room as well.
The Room VR? Mm-hmm. I just beat it.
Yeah. Well, then shut up.
No, I'm just saying, definitely you need to play it.
Oh, no, it's I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great. I tried it out that weekend I first had it, and as soon as it loaded in and I was
and
in
And
you
a, hear the music, you're like, yep, old friend, hello.
God. It was so nice to hear. And then as it opened up and I was interacting with these puzzles that I had always interacted with in a 2D space.
With a mouse.
On my iPad. Every time I would take trips and stuff, I would play my puzzle games. And
it's different with your hands.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Like that.
It's so great. It's so, so good. And what else did I pick? Oh, I picked up Pistol Whip.
Okay. Huh. I was going to tell you, Talos Principle is VR.
Yes. I have Talos Principle, but yes. I don't have the VR version.
It's good. And I think if you have, what is it? Senua? Oh.
Hellblade.
I think
they have a VR thing.
I think it's free VR with that as well.
Mm-hmm. I watched a little bit of how that works.
It's crazy awesome because, you know, like with the headsets, you know, you hear all the whispering.
Well, and do you have, Chris, are you on Steam? Do you have Steam at all, or you just do consoles?
I'm planning on getting that on that later on. I've got an old, years ago, I've always wanted to buy an Alienware since I was really young and stuff, and I bought the most expensive one and maxed out one just before Diablo 3 came out on the PC years ago. So I know I need to upgrade the memory card, most likely the RAM. And I'd have to check the power supply to see if it was supporting anything I'm getting into. But I know the old memory card, no, the video card only has an HDMI output. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a DVI. It didn't have the display port. which my new monitor doesn't have the old DVI connection on it, but you know, the old one does. But I definitely need to upgrade it a little bit, and I may get what you further down the road, maybe 2 or 3 months down the road. But I plan on wanting to get into Steam eventually sometime since I've got good internet now.
Well, the Steam that you, the games, the VR games you download on Steam will work in your headset if you, you know, if you can do the connection to the PC.
I say yes, like I know with that. But like for the Rift S, you know, like I have games on the Oculus Store. I also have games on the Steam Store.
Right, yeah.
And I could play.
That's where I played Tilt Brush. I mean, I can go so far as to say that, I mean, Google Earth in VR.
Yeah.
Is just really, really cool.
Really, I mean, it just adds a certain amount of immersiveness that.
Pistol Whip has super hot aesthetics, basically.
I love super hot VR.
But it's not, you know, it's not super hot where it's based on your movement with time and everything else. It is basically an on-rail shooter, and you don't move yourself. It moves you through it, but you can look around and you're shooting.
So it's on a rail?
Yeah. It's an on-rail shooter, and you get to shoot things. And there's different settings, and it's apparently tied into the beat of the music as well, but you don't ever pay attention to that when you're playing, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And there's many, many different scenarios to play through. They have a John Wick thing on there as well, where auto aim is turned off, but nobody fires at you. You can turn that on if you want to. Nobody shoots at you, but auto aim is turned off, and that's real interesting to be moving and shooting at the same time with no auto assist or no aim assist.
Yeah,
and to feel like you're actually, you know, holding the gun, shooting and stuff, and how hard it is to hit things while they're moving and you're moving, and so it was a lot of fun. So Pistol Whip is one. The Room, Cubism, the putt-putt golf thing, and the Walking Dead are a few, and I'm probably missing some others that I can't remember. I know that I want to get Half-Life Alyx as well.
That's worth it.
And also pick up the table tennis thing. I'm really kind of curious about that.
So much fun.
And here's a weird one that might freak you out. There is a VR fishing game.
Okay.
And I've heard nothing but like it being the most relaxing, meditative experience for people to just sit down, listen to stuff, you know, bloop, pulling fish, whatever. That's, I don't know. So I'm kind of curious about that. But hey, Chris, I appreciate you. First off, I appreciate you supporting the show, calling in every single weekend like you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
I appreciate you also doing the referral thing. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's likely in a sense that you can get the app on your phone. I browsed through the whole store and from, you know, cheapest to most expensive, and I've got my eye on a few ones. I'm definitely going to get the Blade and Sorcery Nomad for sure.
Oh, my God. Chris, that game is so much fun.
I've seen a bunch of videos on it and everything.
Yeah,
and
they've improved it a lot since when it first – I got it when it first came out, and it was just, all right, ho-hum. But, like, they've added so much more to it where it is a lot of fun.
The daily deal for today is Tetris Effect Connected.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of thinking about that, but then I said, nah. But I've got my eye on several, and at least, you know, and I'm thinking about Drop Dead Dual Strike Edition. That was like a zombie game that looked pretty interesting.
If you can hold off until they're supposed to be having a Christmas sale, so if you can hold off until then before you spend your credit,
I'm definitely holding off on a bunch of these.
But you'll get some better deals on that. By the way, the app on your phone is also how I can stream what whoever's playing that can stream right to my phone. I'll see what they see.
Yeah.
I can also send it via Chromecast to a TV or any other thing in the house that has Chromecast or has any kind of connectivity Bluetooth-wise or whatever. I can put whatever's they're seeing up on the screen so I can see that.
I mean, last two, I know one of them's more niche than the other. Star Wars Squadrons in VR is amazing. Actually being in the cockpit of a TIE Fighter, X-Wing, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
VR is fantastic. But it's a space sim flight game.
Yeah, that'll be my
very
next
niche.
One.
But, I mean, great. And keep talking and nobody explodes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I have that, and, like, I have no one to play with, but that's one of those things, like, I think especially with the Quest 2, it would be perfect for it because that's so much more mobile than my Rift, which I need to have a computer with.
That's another one that I'm looking at is it's called I Expect You to Die.
Okay. Yeah, something like that where, like, if you just print out, like, you know, the manual And you could just take that on the road and just do that wherever.
There's two of those. There's I Expect You to Die and then I Expect You to Die 2. They're basically you being put into situations where, you know, there's a timer before you before the bomb goes off and you've got to figure out a way to get out of whatever situation you're in.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's MacGyver the Simulator, I guess. I don't know. So,
I actually remember seeing a video where people were, you know, doing a way to die the quickest they could possibly die and, you know, get it over with as quick as possible to kill themselves.
Huh. Yeah, well, there's that, too. But you don't get the points for it. But, Chris, we got to take a break. Thank you so much for calling in, man.
Well, if you want to let me hold on during the break or if I wanted to talk to you, I wanted to just go over the other ones I was looking at. I've got on my wish list if you wanted to let me hang
okay,
on.
Okay, well,
or
hang, yeah, go ahead and hang on because okay. When we come back, we need to go over the games that we played and also talk about our predictions for next year.
And so, let other people talk.
I know, right? Hang on. Okay, we're going to come right back. That should not be on the screen. No, not that. That's not what I'm talking about.
I'm like, what?
It's the music selection. I don't know why it's being this way.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is do that. That should not be there either. What is going on? Why is everything messed up for me all of a sudden? I had all this stuff lined up for us to be able to have new music. There's some new music. Finally. Thank you. All right. So when we come back, we'll have more here on In-Game Chat. Music here from, and I can't tell what it is. I think it's Final Fantasy.
Yeah, let's go with that.
J-E-U-N-O, Juno, Starlight Celebration, I think. Yeah. Well, we'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. We'll talk to RJ and we'll talk to Dave, too. You can always tell the songs that I like, I let them play a lot longer than yeah. I do almost any others. That's from Bully. It's called Balls of Snow. I just thought, when I first discovered it, I was like, that's really, really good. I did not expect that from Bully, of all things.
Did you ever play Bully?
I never did. Which, maybe that's the reason why. Maybe I should have expected something like that.
Good game.
Very good game.
What's he giggling for? Oh. Welcome back to the show here. One thing we didn't get to was everything that we've been playing. Let's start with Dave, because he hasn't said a single word other than his name.
Dave.
So, yeah, Dave. What have you played?
Since the last time you were on the show.
I want all of it. Just run down everything. We have 15 minutes.
Go.
Right now, I'm just playing the Game & Watch version of Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
And
I have the Switch version, but when I found out the Game & Watch thing was happening, I was just like, I never played the green and black version. I want to play like the OG.
You want to play the old, the Game Boy version.
Yeah. I mean, the new one looks nice. It's HD. I'll get to that eventually. But
does this
right
have
now,
the,
I like the little one.
DX version with it? Where because the DX was Link's Awakening with color.
No. I should have prepared better for this. I have this in my backpack. I was pulling it out to show Matt here. But no, it's green and black like the old.
The old GameCube. Game Boy.
Game Boy. Yeah.
Oh man. Oh.
I don't know if we can show.
Oh wow. That's probably that is.
Look at that tiny thing.
On the back, lights up.
That's about the, I'd say the screen size of the original Game Boy, right?
Probably. But, that's one of those things, like I looked this up when I got this and where I was in my life when this came out. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you're moving, I think I was like a freshman or something, starting into high school.
Yeah.
But I played Legend of Zelda when I was a kid. I played, Zelda 2,
Adventure of Link, yeah. Then Link to the Past.
And never played this one. I love Link to the Past, but I like the overhead Zelda, though.
Yeah. You've never played this one before?
The 3D. No.
Oh, this is one of my favorite stories
That's
Zelda.
What I keep hearing from people.
It's so fantastic. And, like, I don't know, like, do you remember the old Game & Watch back in the day? I had so many of those.
Yeah,
I don't remember them at all.
Oh man, I had like the Donkey Kong. I had like all the different little Game & Watch games. Like
kind of a Tiger LCD kind of like
I mean, I remember the Tiger LCD stuff. I don't remember the Game & Watch. I picked
Octopus?
Up the
I remember we had to go down the diver to get the octopus and so like the form factor of that just brings me back to my childhood.
I picked up the Mario Game & Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I have not picked up the Zelda Game & Watch.
Yeah.
But I did do the Mario one. So you played that?
I was thinking about that on the drive over because when I was a kid, I had a birthday where I just had a total like meltdown because all I wanted was like Zelda 2 because I really liked Legend of Zelda.
And you didn't get it?
And my brother, being a good brother, like I was a total bad little brother, my brother was like, hey, I went with mom and got you like this game. And it turned out to be Skate or Die.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
Because my brother was like into skating and Vans and you know,
Rodney Dangerfield was in that.
It was like the 80s, you know, so skateboarding.
With a mohawk.
And, Bionic Lester.
Yes.
And I remember opening this game before, you know, getting on the bus to go to school because, hey, it's your birthday, you know, whatever. And just, I remember bawling. And I was just like, I was so upset. I look back now and I'm what a little brat, you know.
Right?
You should be like, thank you for this game, you know, because they're not cheap back in the day.
No.
But
they had to stand in line probably for so long to get it.
And it's one of those things, once I got Zelda 2, you know, playing that, it was not like Zelda 1.
No.
And it was just like, man, you know. But at that point, then I had Zelda 2 and Skate or Die and, you know, the original Legend of Zelda. So I'm playing that, and
what are you playing on your Switch?
It's been a while. It's been a hot minute.
Your hot mitten? Yeah, hot mitten. A hot mitten.
Yes. it's been a while. Like because of my situation and with the schedule I work, it's been hard to play. But I did just buy a game today, though.
Oh, what'd you get?
I bought the Angry Video Game Nerd Parts 1 and 2. From a limited release, it goes off sale tomorrow, Sunday night at...
Oh, the limited release, those are the physical versions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is kind of an update from last time I was here. I was ordering Zombies Ate My Neighbors, which still has not come in yet, like some 6 months after I've last appeared on the show. But that's what I'm playing, Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening on the Game & Watch.
Is there anything that you are looking forward to next year? Do you have any predictions gaming-wise?
I hope the All Elite Wrestling
game
comes out.
I bet. That's a good one. That's a good prediction. That's a good hope.
I hope that that's based on a Aki or Sin Sephora wrestling engine and not a PlayStation SmackDown engine.
I think you should be satisfied. I think you'll be pleased.
But I mean, like, if you're a pro wrestling fan, these guys keep signing people, and I just keep thinking the roster for this game is going to be awesome. Like, you know, that's all I keep thinking about is the video game. It's you know, and one of our mutual friends, Mike Katsoufrakis, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Yeah. Like we were talking just yesterday about the N64, because I'm starting to get nostalgic that, you know, when the classic systems came out a few years ago, I finally said I'm going to get rid of my Super Nintendo and get rid of my N64 and you know, downsized. And now I'm starting to get this itch again to
kind of miss it.
Play the old WCW, NWO, you know, four player Aki wrestling games. But, that's yet to happen. Maybe that's going to be in 2022.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll see. But, yeah, I don't know. What else? That's pretty much it. I don't watch the Game Awards shows, but I am on YouTube. And I did see a trailer for Alan Wake 2, which I guess is going to be 2023.
Yes.
Have you seen that? And so that's something to keep an eye out on. So, I mean, maybe not next year, but you know, I don't know, 14 months, 18 months.
Yeah, the seeing Eileen Wake 2 show up on the list there was like, oh, this is a great excuse for me to go back and play Alan Wake 1 again. But the remastered version that was just released.
Go through the scary door.
Yeah. I have a
question about that. Does the remastered version have
the songs,
the music? Yeah.
To
me, that was one of the coolest things, was the sound.
Hearing, like, Poe's Haunted, like, at the very, like, you know, yeah.
Or, like,
that.
Nick Cave in the Bad Seeds was on there. I want to say Roy Orbison was right, in Dreams.
I feel like he's in there. I feel like they're all in there because it was such an impact that I think people would have pointed that out. And from what I can tell, nobody has pointed out that there's...
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be a big turnoff if that was pulled. But I thought it was a fantastic game back when I had, what was that, a 360 title?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Lethal Migraine there. It says the guy who made all the great wrestling video games on N64 is making the AEW game.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I don't know if it was the PlayStation WWE guy or if it was the N64 WWE guy. If that makes sense to
he may know.
The gentleman listening.
Yeah, he may know.
Okay.
RJ, what have you been playing?
Lately I've been playing the... open beta for King of Fighters 15 that just came out recently again. Had an update that appeared on my newsfeed on my info list on the PlayStation, so I picked up and started playing it. I was practicing combos again, the things that made it so much fun to begin with, and I put a little video of it on our Facebook page.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we can do, and you can just be real imaginative and creative with all your meter and your building and all your combos and things like that. That makes it really fun to play. A little bit of a Code Vein, getting frustrated with the way they increase difficulty in that game, which is not a good way. They just cut your defense down to nothing.
Are you on what replay of that are you on now?
For this character is my third time through.
Gotcha.
Third time through with this character, so it should be that way. A little bit more Virtua Fighter. Still need to work on my defense. Outside of that, that's pretty much those three has been what I've been playing this week, really.
Matt, what about you? I mean, we talked about some of the VR stuff, but anything else?
Yeah, VR.
I mean, it's been a long time since you've been on. We don't need to go over everything you've played since then. Just lately, what have you been doing?
Did a little bit of Plague Tale.
I did I did some of that before I just completely dropped it. Not because I didn't like it, I just didn't go
other
back
thing,
to it.
Yeah. That's been kind of fun. Far Cry 6, still, you know, a little here and there. I've been flying the F-16.
Okay.
And, you know, learning, you know, trying to reacclimate that and trying to remember how to do, you know.
Did you get Flight Simulator on your PC?
I had it and then I took it off.
Okay.
It takes up a lot of space.
It's a big boy.
And, you know, flying a plane's fun. Flying a plane and dropping bombs is even funner.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, being able to, like, one of the things, like, you know, like I have several different airframes on DCS, and so like trying to keep everything like fresh, you know, like between rotary with the you know the Ka-50 Black Shark or a fixed wing with like A-10, F-18, or F-16, you know, like because they're all different systems. That's been it kind of challenging just trying to remember, you know, how to do what.
Yeah.
So lately, Kevin and I have just been going back through and. Because I had to take a break from VR for a good good like half the year because of the I've been having migraines, but now I'm on some medicine, so they're fixed.
Okay.
So being able to do that and like get back into that and like trying to remember, you know, get the muscle memory back of like, the other night I was able to drop two JDAMs on a building.
You doing the HOTAS?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So like just to be able to do something like that again and be like, yeah, you feel good. You're like, ah, I remember how to do that now. Good. So that like I said, I beat the room.
Right.
And that was fantastic.
Is there multiple endings in this one, the VR one? Or is it because I remember room 3 or 4 had multiple endings.
I don't know. I just got an ending.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Oh, no. The 3, whichever one had the multiple endings, it let you know.
Old Sins?
It was Old Sins, yeah.
Okay.
That one, you know, it...
I haven't played that one yet.
Yeah, because when you finish it, it's like, here, you got ending 2 out of 4.
Then no.
And then you can go back and switch it up and go, you got 1 out of the... And so you can get all 3, or you can get all of them. And it's not a situation where... You have to play through the entire game again to get to that thing. When you click whatever to go get the different ending, it puts you right where you need to be. You do it, and then you go whatever.
Okay.
It's kind of like a choice at the very end of the game, and then you pick one. And gotcha. So it'll send you back, and then you can pick
the other
choices and do the other things.
And that the last thing I'll say is The Ascent. I've been playing that. That's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard of that, but I'm trying to picture it in my head, and I can't.
Sort of isometric, top-down, you move with one stick, shoot with the other kind of thing, set in a cyberpunk world.
Yeah. I hate to go back to VR again.
Nah, let's go back.
But there was a game where, and I have to go to the store, and I don't know that I'll be able to figure out what the name of it is to tell you. Let's try top-selling, see if it's in there. If it can just come across, I don't think it's Blade. It's not Blade and Sorcery. It's not After the Fall. There's Vader Immortal.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah. Township Tale. That's not it either. Smash Drums. That's something I'll be picking up with my stuff. It's basically.
Beat Saber with drums?
But it's drums, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
It is all drums. And I am down for that. There's Drunken Bar Fight. I'm not really up for that one. But I like it. Was it Gorn? No, it wasn't Gorn. Well, I can't remember what it is. I'm gonna have to look it up and find it. But you basically play a D&D type game. You're looking down on like the field of play.
Okay.
And you're moving the characters where you want them to go, kind of like they're big, you know, they're
like
big
chess pieces.
They're big figures.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like you do the miniatures.
Like a tabletop.
Yeah, very tabletop. And then you move them where they want to go and do all this. And it's, I had heard some interesting things about it. And so, I don't know. My interest is, we lost Chris. My interest is up there for it. So
when you think of what it is, let me know.
I will. I'll see it again. It'll come back up again. So, yes.
Because
Jamie, someone did say drums.
I'm trying to convince like people that I know with VR to get the Star Trek Bridge Crew game, so we could
I need to
so
get
we
that.
Could yeah, so we could and I believe that one has crossplay with different systems.
It is totally yeah, it is.
So
it
is. You know, because I know consoles were being able to play with the computer people, but I want to like get an actual crew on because I have it with like both the original Enterprise, you know, Constitution class and the Galaxy class of the Enterprise D. So, you know, from Next Generation. So I want to be able to do that. But unfortunately, when your friends don't have it, then you're just kind of by yourself.
Yeah, I know. I get that. For me, it's just been more Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
This is a really good game.
Okay.
I agree so far with the awards that it's won. I agree with the narrative that is won and the... I agree with the narrative. It got best narrative, and it got a couple of other things, and it has just been fantastic. It took a little bit getting into. What really took a little getting used to was seeing these characters that don't look like what
how you're used to
trying to remember. The voices and the characters, they don't. But they grow on you very, very quickly.
I guess it's kind of like the Avengers game, how it, the faces.
I haven't touched
but that. The faces look different.
The faces and the voices look different. Yeah, I never touched that. But Guardians is kind of feels like that is their, oops, we messed that up. Here's our consolation prize. Thanks for being patient. And so it's really good. It's also very cheap. You can find it for about $30 now, maybe even less. But it was, and it still is, and I'm still going through it. It's really, really, really interesting. So much character development between every single person in the group. With Peter, also Drax has some great character development that I didn't expect from this, but it has just been, it's just been a treat to play. So I've really, really enjoyed it. We got to take another break. Is that Chris again? Did we drop him? Okay, that's Chris. So when we come back, I want to go over what we're thinking of for next year. We got Dave's answer, but we didn't get Matt, RJ's, or mine. And so I want to hit that real quick, and then we'll talk to Chris, and then maybe jump into some news, or we'll just keep talking about the games we played. Doesn't matter. Everyone do. This is music, I think, from... it's completely blank.
I have
mystery song.
I have gaming questions.
Sure.
Or after the break?
Well, I mean, we'll throw it out to the audience. I'm not in the chat, so if anybody's played these...
How are you not in the chat?
I don't have a Twitch account. Jamie is in the chat. Yeah. I just recently got in like 2 days before I left The Mummy Demastered. Has anybody here played that? And the other one that I'm thinking about buying is a game called Blazing Chrome. These are both like side scrolling shooters, but you know,
I don't know
if we have anybody that plays retro stuff.
I haven't heard of Blazing Chrome.
Definitely not the VR category. I'm like,
no, I haven't.
Old school analog.
Well, that's the interesting thing with the connection that I can make with the PC. Through virtual desktop, which is what it is, I can play any of my PC games, not necessarily in VR, but on a screen as big as any wall in this room or bigger. Mm-hmm. And it gives you that sense that you are playing on a gigantic screen. But I can play any game that isn't, it doesn't have to be VR. I can just play games on my PC in VR, and it's just a massive screen. To look at. I don't know how well it runs. I haven't tried that yet, but I've heard of the Mummy Demastered, and Blazing Chrome I probably would if I'd seen it.
It almost looks like a Contra 3 Alien Wars type of, I don't want to say knockoff, but homage. Homage, yeah.
Well, if anybody in the chat room has heard of those, wants to speak out about
it. Weird indie games, I don't know.
Spigot was on. He probably would know about it. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat. This music, I think, is from Christmas Nights. Or Nights, Christmas?
Christmas Nights.
We'll see when I press this button. It is. It's from Christmas Nights. Anyway, we'll be back. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from Yoshi's Woolly World. A Little Light Snowfall is the name of that one. That's on the Switch, by the way. Dave.
Oh.
And if you smile at the TV, that doesn't show up on... You have to smile at the... smile at that thing there.
Look at the guy in the little box.
He looked at his face. He I'm looked at himself on the time, TV, you know? And then he smiled at it. Mirrors.
How do they do with those things to close out the show? Where I'm like, oh, this guy. He's coming at you with his hands.
The sad thing is, I have to wait for the delay to see it on RJ's screen.
I mean, you could look behind you if you'd like.
That's just too.
That's what Dave does when he wants to know what's happening in real time.
Hey, it works for David Lee Roth. You know, who am I to say? One time I got to see him with Van Halen, it was amazing to see the ego on that guy because he was like enamored with himself on the big screen.
It's like, look at that. And right up like, there. That's a guy.
Anybody other than David Lee Roth, it would be like disappointing or just embarrassing. But it's like, I expect this from you know, my favorite rock and roll front man.
Did anybody get a chance to think about their predictions for next year, Matt? Gaming related.
Prediction or hope?
He said both, really. I mean, okay. He said, you know, hopes or predictions. I mean, you can go either way.
I hope that we will actually get the Star Wars game that, you know, they announced, Eclipse.
No, you won't. You will. I don't think you'll get it next year.
And the Indiana Jones game.
And I don't know how good it'll be either.
I know, but, the High Republic era would be interesting. But, like, the amount of Star Wars games that haven't come out...
But you gotta think that it's David Cage making a Star Wars game. So yeah,
it'll be interesting if it comes out, to say the least. It'll be interesting.
You gotta think it's gonna have branching paths.
Yes,
and quick times, lot of quick time events.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's gonna fall under any kind of role playing type of thing, which seems like that's what it would.
Be
lend itself better to be only because we have knights, and that's why that's the only way I can frame that in my head as a game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Indiana Jones, I was hoping we'd get something at the Game Awards for that, but not a thing. So at best, we'll get something at E3 maybe to talk about it, but it won't, I doubt it'll be this year.
Yeah,
it'll be, and then of course, you got to hope. Did they get it right?
Yeah,
hope so.
Because a lot of times I haven't.
Yeah, RJ, do you have anything?
I was thinking about something with DNF Duel being on open beta this weekend as well.
What is it again?
DNF Duel. It's a fighting game based off of a mobile game.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
you really got to explain those to me because I do not know the fighting game genre.
A Dungeon Fighter Online.
Okay.
Duel. Basically a one-on-one fighting game made with characters from that title, basically. And the open beta is this weekend. I think it's going on now, actually.
Yeah.
And there's something I saw in the control setup that's got me thinking that from this year forward, we're going to have a whole lot more fighting games coming out with very simplified, very basic inputs and controls to try to make it as easy as possible for the casual gamer.
Are you okay with that? Does that worry you? Does that bother you?
I'm just hoping that it's not the only option.
The only option,
Inputs in fighting games. Because there's something a little more rewarding to putting in your quarter circle, your dragon punch motions, your half circle, reverse half circle motions, and things of that nature. Instead of Smash Brothers, where it's just basically a direction and a button, or the button neutrally, or something along those lines.
I would imagine if they are able to do that, if they are able to keep the control schemes where it's like, I don't know, pro, amateur, whatever you want to call it, might be the difference.
Advanced and easy mode.
Yeah, advanced and easy, that, you know, your matchups would be advanced matches with advanced, easy matches with easy type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you're running the advanced controls, then the people you get matched with is it a multiplayer? Is it online?
It's online from what I gathered. But that is something they could do. You could set up something for your lobby or whatever. Mm-hmm. We play in advanced only. We play in easy mode only. We play in mixed, either or. You know, something like that. I would imagine in a tournament setting, that'd be a question they'd have to answer. Which mode you want to put it in? Because I think there's only one option in Smash Brothers. But and all the other fighters, it could be either or. I mean, it's been around for a while, but I see a lot of new fighters adopting that Smash Brothers control scheme nowadays. So I'm pretty much predicting that it's going to be commonplace, really.
My only real hope for next year is to get a video card.
I still have a PS5.
I still have your video card in my my PC at home, the 970.
My hopes is that those become more available for people that want them.
That's my thing, man.
Yeah. And what is it, Xbox Series S?
The Xbox Series X.
Like, I want all the good little girls and boys that want video games to be able
to
play.
I wonder if we're going to get to that five-year, you know, because, like, they were on the five-year cycle. We get to the five-year cycle when they're like, oh, we're going to come out with the PS6, and no one has a PS5 from the past 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
STM Fuller. So I guess he does have a 3080. I don't know how he got one. But yeah, I'm still trying to get a graphics card for the PC. But that'll happen when it happens. And yeah, I'll just keep waiting for it to happen. And maybe that's my hope for next year, is that I get one. You know, as far as predictions, I predict that a lot of other companies are going to have a lot of reckoning headed their way.
Yeah.
Bungie is dealing with it now. Mm-hmm. Activision is dealing with it. Mm-hmm. Ubisoft is sweeping it under the rug again. But they're going to eventually have to deal with it.
Look at it, yeah.
I think that is probably my prediction for the upcoming year.
There's a campaign already against Eclipse because of David Cage.
Because of Quantic Dream, yeah. And yeah, David Cage really is
specifically.
Specifically him. Yeah, exactly. That was the thing. I mean, I don't want to go back into my rant on the Game Awards, but that's the first thing they showed after Jeff is up there saying that we will not tolerate all of, you know, we will not tolerate any of these things ever in the, cause he couldn't say Activision Blizzard for some reason.
Yes.
He couldn't
probably
call them
just
out.
Call them out. Yeah.
And, that was a thing on his part. He couldn't just call them out. And so as soon as he says that, he's like, here's a trailer for a brand new game, and it's Quantic Dream. It's like, well, their history's not too great either,
yeah,
there, buddy. I kind of predict that will happen.
Maybe.
Well, Activision Blizzard's going to keep doing it. They're going to keep digging that hole that they just keep digging, where they send out the email to say, hey, look, union's bad. Don't be a union. Do that.
Of course.
Yeah, don't do that. But then they, you know, everything else keeps falling apart. Bungie, while they're having what's happening with Bungie right now is that everything is from their past is being exposed.
Mm-hmm.
We know the things that have changed in the company. We just thought, oh, that's a good change. We didn't know they were tied to things that had gone on in the company. So they're making that effort, that active effort to change and to be better and to do these things to make things, you know, better for the people who work for them. They're being extremely open about it, and they are,
which is good.
Yeah. I mean, look, the bar ain't high to step over from Activision Blizzard and everything that they had
Ubisoft,
done.
Ubisoft, yeah.
To quell everything. That bar is extremely low. So it's not like Bungie had to do much to get over that, but mm-hmm. what they have done is much more than mostly what any other of the companies have done as well. So anyway, if anything else pops into my head, Motel, I will I'll throw that out there for you. But I see we got other calls coming in. Chris, hang on. I'm going to grab this other call here from, oh, it's STM Fuller. Mr. 3080, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm listening to you in 970 goodness.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. So I've this year had a 3070 and a 3080. The 3070 came from a Best Buy on one of their drop.
I've tried those drops, man. Where did the 3080 come from?
A new egg bundle.
Okay, gotcha. So you did the lottery?
Yeah, I played the lottery for weeks.
Yeah. So what did you get when you got the 3080? What else came with it that you had to buy?
Well, actually, it came with an 850-watt power supply, which I actually needed anyway.
That's not a bad,
It turned out to be a good bundle.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's good. 3080 with that power supply, it's not bad. Sometimes they throw in
and
junk,
not one of the exploding ones.
Yeah, no, that's good too. Sometimes they throw in junk, and you've just got to be like, oh, maybe I can sell it off or do something with it. So,
it becomes a kind of a scalper price sort of issue. And yeah, I had my issues with that too. Actually, on the COG Discord, I ran across I ran across two 3080 Ti's, one of which I had to pass up, and the other one I let somebody else on the COG Discord pick up.
Ooh, I'll need to check the COG Discord then more often. I just recently got back in there.
The that came through the EVGA their queue.
I was going to say the B-Stock stuff went up last night and I tried to get in, but I was like, ooh, I'd never done B-Stock before. And like there was elite member access and all this other stuff. And I said, that looks, I don't want to mess with that. So I backed out.
If you sit in their Twitch channel, it took me like a week to do, when they do live streams,
you can
get your elite status up. Being in elite status, I did that. But I did that separately.
So, see, this guy put in the effort to get his stuff. I'm just like, maybe I'll get it on a Best Buy drop. Maybe I won't. He's putting in the effort.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's become a full-time job for some people to find what they're looking for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I know there's plenty of crypto miners who make it a full-time job.
Well, yeah, that too. It's worked out because I've been working from home for the last 2 years.
That's true.
I can just kind of sit there and click until it's done. Yeah, or until I get it or it'll look out or whatnot.
Well, what else? So how did you get the PS5? Was that also a new egg?
No. I have a launched PS5. Remember when the disaster for the drop?
When PS5, what happened? I'm sorry, what happened again?
So they were going to start dropping PS5s initially the first time, they said we're going to do it tomorrow, and then everyone did it like 9 o'clock the night before.
Oh, I see. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. When they did the initial release.
I lucked out through actually the Twitter guy that you mentioned a long time ago, the Wario64 guy.
Yep.
He had a direct link to an Agi cart through Amazon. I got it there.
Yeah, I picked mine was a Best Buy drop over it was the weekend before Thanksgiving. They did them at like 2 or 3 in the morning. And I was able to get the Series X and the PS5. Yeah, I remember crawling back into bed at like 4:35 a.m. after trying to get these things. It was just, but I got them.
Their queue is actually improved over Best Buy, which is nice. But because for a while it was a real disaster. But
yeah, I preferred Best Buy's drops as far as being able to get. I mean, I know I haven't been able to get a card, but I prefer them. Whenever, plus I got credit at Best Buy and all this other stuff going on, which is why I'm just kind of leaning more towards the Best Buy drop to get the card from there. So, do you have any hopes or predictions for next year, gaming wise?
That's a good question. I'm hoping that the new Saints Row game is still as wild and goofy as 3 was. I don't think it will be, but I'm hoping it will be.
And it looks like they've toned it back a little bit, but it's still a little bit of the, wackiness, whatever.
It's mostly a reboot. They're going to be more, from what it looks like to me, it's going to be a lot more serious than 3 is. Maybe you have a little smattering of goofiness in there, but for the most part, I think it's going to be more serious than anything else.
Well, that's a shame.
Boo to that.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a shame. Because, I mean, they've really carved themselves into that sort of, like, this is the non-serious GTA game, right?
Yeah, we're not a clone of GTA.
Right.
They went goofy because it was they kept being compared to a Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to show you that we're not, and here there's 3.
Yeah.
And they stepped away from that for some reason.
They hit it right tonally, and they've been moving back towards the series. Kind of like, well, but yeah, that's kind of my hope.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I saw your comment in there about some of the combat in Guardians of the Galaxy being bland. I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan. I'm not too much of a fan of the combat. The combat has gotten better now that I've leveled up, you know, my group. But mm-hmm. I'm still not much of a fan. Some of these boss fights last far too long, and they're just extremely repetitive.
Too long for a story game or too long for an adventure title? Because there are some adventure titles where boss battles will, you know, you're going to be in for a long time.
Mm.
But for a story game, I would imagine the adventure game boss fight would be a little jarring, maybe. So is that the case?
The best part of that game is the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I find that a lot of the fighting is almost like a chore.
Hmm. It can get that way.
Hmm.
But it doesn't apparently. It's like, you know what? I'll suffer through that to get to my next beat of story, mm-hmm. or to whatever I've got to do next.
Your next
or,
fix.
Yeah, the next thing that I have to do.
Exactly.
They don't throw a lot of, honestly, they don't seem to throw a lot of combat at you. It seems like it's every other chapter, because I have a chapter where I'm just on my ship talking to the crew, yeah. and I need to go through and talk to every single one of them, and then I can decide to go through and do the next thing. There was one that was dialogue heavy with Nova Corps that I had to talk to, and that was almost the complete chapter. And then mm-hmm. it moved into like, okay, we're getting off my ship and now we're going to, we're going to do some, you know, action stuff around here or whatever. So, that should tell you, by the way, how far into it I am at the moment. Have you finished it?
I'm not saying the second, but I'm playing it right now. I think I'm later in the game. Maybe chapter 8 or 9, I think.
I think I'm around there. I think I'm around chapter yeah. 8. Maybe chapter 8 or 9. I'm trying to remember exactly where I left off, and I for whatever reason, I can't remember where I left off or what was happening at the time.
Any idea how many chapters total?
I don't know how many chapters are in there. Okay. I really don't. Cause I
haven't, yeah.
I haven't found the...
I haven't looked at like a watch or anything, because there's not really... You know, honestly, to me, it's more like Uncharted.
Well,
it's a very Uncharted-like game.
Maybe that's why. I'm drawn to it. I suppose. I don't know. Like I said, I'm really, really enjoying it. So, but did you have anything else you wanted to call in and talk about?
No, I figured I'd call and let you know what was up. Let you know what's going on. I haven't talked to you guys in a couple of years.
So. I know, dude. Are you on Discord at all, or do you use that, or no?
Oh. I'm still on. I'm on the comp Discord.
Okay. Well, I'll find you on there and send you a link to our Discord so you can pop in and you can chat to us on there if you ever feel like it. But thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for showing up in the chat room all year. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Later.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And then let's jump over to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Thanks for hanging on there. Sorry it took us a while to get back there, but you wanted to talk about more of the VR that you're playing?
Have any of y'all played the Angry Birds on the phone over the few years since it's been out?
I mean, when it came out years
ago. Long time ago, yeah.
Well, they have one on there as well where you're actually holding the slingshot and aiming at a 3D structure just like the old 2D games on the phone.
Hmm. So different perspective.
Yeah, but I saw that and said, oh, yeah, that's right up my alley, because I always loved the physics and the sheer destruction from the game, and that's for sure.
I did not see that in the store to look at or anything. I don't know if it's there, but I haven't seen that. I'm not really I don't know. I'm not really Angry Birds kind of player, but then again, it's VR, and I'm sure I've been playing. I didn't peg myself for a table tennis guy either, but I'm very interested in playing table tennis.
So much fun. Yeah.
Or fishing.
Nah, I'm a fishing guy. I just really haven't settled on like how to, Like, I love those parts in games.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
when you can do it in Zelda, and you can do it in a couple of other games where you can go and just go out there and go fishing for a little bit. Stardew Valley, you can do it. You can do it in... Animal Crossing, Cozy Grove.
That's not really
Far Cry 6.
It's not really a simulation.
It is not a simulation whatsoever. I've always enjoyed the fishing parts of it, so that'll be interesting to see when I do that. But yeah, that one I'm looking at. What was the one you said? It was what was the one? DeMeo.
Mm-hmm.
DeMeo was the game I was talking about where it looks like you're playing in like a D&D setting and you can move the characters on the board and you have cards and different things like that.
Yeah, so. I saw that one too. That was very interesting, especially if I had a bunch of other friends to play with and all that would be really fun, but that was interesting.
Anything else?
I see here Time Stall, which is like a space adventure where mayhem is incurring, or you can have fun in college mayhem and they'll have a bunch of fun.
Have you bought any games on the store yet?
No, it was like a couple. I'm looking at some free ones. I got the Township Tale, that's that MMO that I looked at and was really fun. I played it a little bit. And then I've got one that was on PlayStation VR. It was like that the gem mining simulator. I think it's Cave something, where you go down in the mine shaft and, you know, mine gems and stuff, and then you can also get a train to explore on the different areas. I've got that one, and that's the only two I've bought right now.
Okay.
Everything else I just put on my wish list so I can just wait and see and then think about.
I need to do that, too. I started doing that before I bought them for the Black Friday sale, but and I think I picked up all the ones that I wanted to. I need to go back and do that and add some more in there so I can just, when the sale pops up, I can just go there and look at and pick up what I'd like to get. So,
yeah, the Angry Birds was pretty fun looking. And then there was another one that was a puzzle. What was it called? It used to be on the Neo Geo years ago, the puzzle bobble one with the little dinosaur looking alien things that you would shoot up the different
bobble?
Color, the little bubbles. You get like three in a row connected and they pop and disappear.
Yeah.
They have a 3D version of, or VR of that one that looks interesting.
Yeah, Bubble Bobble, or, yeah.
Or whatever it was called. You know, it was the one that came on the Neo Geo, and they've had
releases
on it all over the years.
Yeah. Well, if there anything else?
That's the main ones that y'all might be interested in, but the other ones are like, that might be suited for me and, you know, other free stuff, but, yep.
All right, man. Well, enjoy your $60 and spend it wisely there when it comes around to your sales here.
Yeah, half of it's already gone. I got like 27 left.
Well, so
I'm going to get another 60 with my immediate supervisor, Melissa, when I want to help her set up hers on Monday when she comes into work. So I want to bring mine in, you know, mess around with it and get some more credit on that. So I'll just put it off and wait and just wait till a sale comes around.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in, and it's good to hear from you. Have a fantastic new year. Have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you in 2022.
All right. Y'all do the same, and y'all hope y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, too.
All right. Take care, buddy.
See you, Chris. Take care now.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
And another call here. This is Crawdad.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. How you doing, man?
Bah humbug.
Yeah. I saw your brother in the chat room.
Yeah. Mudbug. Yeah.
Crawdad and Mudbug. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a question for you guys.
Yeah, throw it out there.
One of my favoritest games back in the way back was this Age of Empires.
Yeah, the guy knew it now.
Age of Empires 4.
Okay, see, now you're jumping in something I don't even know about. I just wanted to ask on that. Original Age, you talking about fishing is what got me to thinking. Because I was telling him, you know, you can set your little people out and you got a little guy fishing. This little guy over here, he's cutting trees down and, you know. When that game, is it online free now?
Age of Empires?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know.
I want to say it may be.
I mean, it's old enough to...
It's old enough that it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's old enough for me to...
Maybe on Game Pass.
Well, maybe, but it that game is so... Well, let's see. You know...
Game Pass.
Goodness. We have the internet at our... You know,
if only we had access to it.
I know. Let's look at the Age of Empires...
Okay, Age of Empires 4 is on Game Pass.
Well, there is Age of Empires Online, and that is free to play.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
So Age of Empires Online is free to play.
Okay. Second question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pertaining to the little guys, when you have them set off to do their little tasks, can you set them off doing stuff, and then when you turn off your PC and you go away and do stuff, and you come back and turn the game on, have they been busy doing things, gathering resources, or do they stop when you turn off the machine?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
If it's online and if it's cloud-based, I guess it might have that ability.
I was going to say
but if it's you know, your computer-based, once you turn your computer off, then the process stops.
Yeah, once you stop the game, it's done. If you're playing, you know, if you're playing on your computer in that way, but if you're playing the online version, the Age of Empires Online, that's free to play, there is a possibility.
We don't know if it's certain.
We don't know, but there is a possibility that it just continues on afterwards. But I can't.
Where would I go to look at this online version of Age of Empires? Good old games, or?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know where that's at.
It got me thinking, because that was a very relaxing thing, just to watch the little people run around and do stuff. You don't have to kill anything. No monsters come and get you. Well, occasional bear, crocodile, you know, but it was a fun game.
I'm trying to find here.
Animal Crossing, it's so chill.
Yes, Animal Crossing is very chill.
I'm trying to find out if it is. The article that I was looking at has nothing to do with it.
Do you remember some of the little words that the little people would say?
I haven't played it.
You never played it? Okay. This is relevant in that Ringo Starr did a really great movie, and they played cave people, you know. Mm-hmm. You know where this is going. One of the words used in the movie was Zug Zug.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the guys came out and they made this Age of Empires, that's one of the little words that the people use.
If you click the people over and over and over, it mm-hmm. would give like an aggravated Zug Zug.
Zug Zug. Well, that meant a completely different thing to Ringo Starr, Barbara Bach. Oh, yeah, and Lyle Alzado, that's right, the other guy that was in the Caveman movie. Jay, have you seen Caveman?
A long time ago when I used to work in a video store.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were Blockbuster forever.
Uh-huh, so was Dave over there, by the way. Me and Dave are Blockbuster buddies.
Yep. Well, guys, I'll have to delve into
that. Yeah, you need to look into that, because I'm sorry, I've never actually played Age of Empires. I'm looking at 4, except the Game Pass on PC is not reliable for this. It's got some issues, and so I just haven't jumped into it.
I also don't like leaving my PC on so that Rolsa can look inside my bank account. I am not happy about Ross and Korea looking in my bank.
They
wouldn't find much in mine.
You should be okay, but I
don't know.
I completely understand people wanting to turn their computers off. Leave mine on because I have to make cookies. But if you've got a firewall and everything else, you're pretty good.
I don't know, Jay. You keep up, man. They're right now. They're worried about some kind of new thing that seems to be able to carve its way into any computer.
I think there's plenty of things out there that can do that. Actually, just have to be careful on what you download, where you download,
where you go.
You just gotta be careful.
I'm gonna take a look at that potentiality of an online, because that Age of Empires fishing was. Cutting the little trees down and fishing and, you know, going. That was a real fun game.
Build a house here and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do remember I played Age of Empires enough where they got up and they had some other versions. They had a Greek god mythology kind, and then they had the Rome kind, and
I remember
samurai shogun type versions. That was a pretty good series there.
One of the cheats for Age of Empires that I remember is it gave you access to some of the troops were in a convertible Camaro with laser guns.
Oh, come on.
That was one of the cheats. I remember that.
Driving
around the woods in a convertible Camaro with the laser guns.
Wow. Well, thanks, guys. I've enjoyed talking with you and always enjoy listening to y'all. elucidate there on a Saturday.
Well, you appreciate it, man. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Natividad.
Yep. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take our final break of the evening here. When we come back, I don't know, we'll just have final thoughts from all of us and talk about whatever. This is music from Kingdom Hearts 3. Arendelle, is that pronounced correctly, I think? Anyway, that's what this is. I think it's the Frozen section of Kingdom Hearts 3. So that's what you're going to hear. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from the video game version of the Polar Express.
Yep. No.
Well, that's what it is. Christmas Lights or something is what it, yeah, Christmas Lights is what it's called. So.
Didn't care for that film?
No. That film was just nothing but Uncanny Valley.
I didn't mind it. I liked it.
Yeah, I agree with in the chat. They had a video game?
I know. Game, ride the train, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, looking over some of the news stories that we did not get to and that we probably won't get to.
All right.
There's anything here that's worth... Oh, just some reminders. Epic Game Store is giving out a free game every single day for the next 15 days.
I think the one right now is...
Neon Abyss. Well,
no,
it changed. What did it change to?
Remnant
from the Ashes?
Yes.
Yeah. So they did Shenmue 3.
3 was the first one.
Was on Thursday.
Yeah.
Neon Abyss was Friday. And then today is, was it Risen Above the Ashes or something like that?
Yeah.
So anyway, the Epic Games Store on your PC, just download the Epic Games Store on your PC. It's a storefront that you put on your PC, and it's absolutely, you don't have to assign a credit card to it or whatever. You create an account and then you just download those games.
Uh-huh.
And they're absolutely free for the next 2 weeks. They're doing that. So that's one of them. Ubisoft has been giving away free games, I think once a week or something. They've been doing it.
Really?
They did, what was the most recent? Rayman Origins is what's free now.
Okay.
But I think last week it was one of the Splinter Cells.
Yeah, Chaos Theory.
Chaos Theory. And then before that was...
Ghost Recon, the original.
That's right. Yeah. So they've been giving away some free stuff there as well. Yeah, I've had it in my news feed here about the NFT stuff with Ubisoft. But I've just never been able to get to it with everything else that we've been talking about. And so, anyway, I just as a PSA, I wanted you guys to know that those games right now are free on some of those stores for you to get if you've got a PC. I'm trying to see, was there anything else that I wanted to hit quick? I mean, there's a lot of things I wanted to talk about. There's a new trailer for Sniper Elite 5. I feel like you've hit that wall, guys.
There's a Sniper Elite VR game.
There is, and I heard it was not good.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, which is why I've stayed away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But
which would be a shame because that would be a really good VR thing, I think.
If they could implement it correctly,
yes.
I think it could be. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Because I did sniping a little bit of sniper rifle in Arizona Sunshine. That was fun.
I went back to the lab on Steam, mm-hmm. the VR thing, and I went to the bow and arrow thing. I was like, this works.
Yeah.
This is good. It's better than what I remember it from when I played it on my original.
Yeah.
VR.
Not to tout Blade and Sorcery again, but like the bow and arrow and that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Again, I got this credit. By the way, another shameless plug, referrals. I can do 5 a month before they're like, all right,
cut them off.
So I got 4 left for this month. Maybe I may only have 3, actually, if the Twitter comes through there. But yeah, if you're getting a Quest VR. So have you tried VR, Dave?
No, I just got a Switch year before last.
Well, I didn't know if you had you ever tried it, though. I didn't know if you tried it at a friend's house or something that.
No.
Oh, man. Guess what we're doing tonight?
Okay.
Okay.
Is there food?
It's all Dave cares. Oh, man. Let's see. I don't know, man. We got like 10 minutes. So, I don't know. It's great seeing you guys. Dave, I haven't seen you since the summer. I don't know when the last time you were here, Matt. Spring?
Maybe.
It was like once before. We were upstairs. We weren't down here. We were upstairs.
Are we just filling time right now?
I mean, yeah. Because, I mean, it's our last show of the year, and I haven't had the two of you in this room.
Or Cottonmouth.
Or Cottonmouth in this room ever. Hey, you want to hear my favorite game?
Yeah.
What's your predictions, Cottonmouth?
Like, mutant enemy or whatever it is. No, I was going to say, if anybody hasn't played Carry On, that's a fun one.
That is a fun one.
And like I was telling you, I
think it's on Game Pass if you have Game Pass. If nobody knows what Game Pass is, it's a subscription service either for your PC or for your Xbox. It can be whatever version of Xbox you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically has around 150 to 200 games where, you know, you pay the subscription fee, which I think is like 80 a year, 60 a year.
Something.
Hey, much. And then you can just play those. And every month they kind of rotate some in. They pull some in. They take some out. That sort of thing.
I was just going to say, I don't know if anybody's still buying physical media. But like I was telling you earlier, I saw it. It's now on sale at GameStop. So like I'd gotten mine through, I think, Special Reserve or Limited Run.
Yeah.
But now anybody can just go into the store and go buy one. But, I mean, you know, if you do online stuff, it's available for download as well.
Yeah, because that's where I played it was Game Pass.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's nasty. It's, you know, side-scroller. But it's like, you know, if you ever liked John Carpenter's The Thing, it's like you get to be the monster, only you're, like, super red.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like Meatwad. Meatwad meets John Carpenter's The Thing beats you get to escape from the lab like Explosion Man.
So you know, if I'm playing it on PC, somebody should put in a mod that gives Meatwad dialogue as you play. That would be great.
Every time you kill a scientist, instead of a bloody scream, you get like, hey guys, what's up?
So you seem to like side-scrollers.
Yeah. I mean, just
like, he's very, stuff. He likes retro.
It's I didn't graduate past a certain point.
Yeah. I saw there's a...
he didn't develop past
the... No. I haven't played any Zelda games that are in 3D.
He's still underdeveloped.
I'll play overhead Zelda all day. But
there's a game coming out next year. It's a side-scrolling samurai game that's in black and white.
Cool.
Trek to... somewhere.
Hmm.
I forget the name of it, but
Mark of the Ninja, that's another one you should try out.
But
that's,
it looks really interesting, really good.
Did you guys ever play it's 1980X? But like if you go into the Switch store, it's 198X.
That's one, Trek to Yomi.
It's like 5 or 6 levels. It's a quick
I'm surprised download. That Matt hasn't with his love of all things 80s.
Well, it's got like a synthwave score to it, but like one level is like
my head has a synthwave score to it.
You know, one level is like Final Fight or Streets of Rage.
Okay,
there's one level that's like a dungeon game, but it's basically this kid kind of growing up, and you get the backstory between levels. But each level is a different genre of game. So I mean, it might be 15 minutes per level.
Yeah,
and it's a short game, but If you haven't seen the trailer for that, I'd say, you know, always check the trailer before you go buy it. But, you know, because, you know, you work hard for your money. You don't want to just blow $20 anywhere. But I thought that was a really cool game. The other one we were just talking about during the break was Cthulhu Saves Christmas.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty funny. I mean, if I'm not a big RPG guy out of, you know, an old Zelda game. But as far as, you know, turn-based stuff, it puts kind of a comical spin on that genre of game. So
STM Fuller mentioned Sifu, or Sifu. I'm not exactly sure the pronunciation on it, but I watched 10 or 11, I think GameStop had, or GameSpot had 11 minutes of that game. It's very well done, like Kung Fu combat. So it's very well done. It's not side scroller. It's third person over the shoulder type thing.
Okay.
But it's got very good martial arts combat, much better than I've seen in any other type of martial arts combat type game.
Mm-hmm.
However, and I don't know the hook on this just yet, but you start at a certain age of your character, and every time you die, you come back older. But I don't know what happens when you do that. Do you become slower? Do you become quicker? Or do you? I don't know the whole concept just yet.
So that's one of the things of the Mummy Demastered. It was like when you die, you respawn, but then you have to get back to the point where you were, and you fight a zombie version of yourself. And if you kill that version,
you get
yourself,
your stuff back.
You get your weapons and guns and ammo and stuff back. But you got to kill that version of your former self. Yeah. That's an interesting spin.
I was looking up Sifu on online. Here's the hook, I think. It says, when the player dies in the game, they are magically resurrected at the spot where they die. As a player character ages, their strikes will be more powerful, but they will have less health, making them more vulnerable to attacks. So it seems the older you get, the more of a glass cannon you're gonna be.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
You die wiser, is what Thar 66 says. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I haven't done the roll call here for everybody. We've got AC Wraith.
Hey.
Animatria. Did I pronounce that
right?
Is it Anima or is it Anima?
Animatria.
Anima what?
Commander Root. Matt's only here like every now and again, folks. Just, you know.
Ignore him.
Drunk Degenerates. Evans 04-1111. Lethal Migraine. Oh, what is this? Zoe Cloverville? That's a new one. Steven Van Damme, STM Fuller. Super Game Sniper 9, Thar 66. Vanishea. And Wonko the Sane? Trying. I saw Bama Bryan in there as well. I don't see his name on the list there, but I know he was in there also. But just wanted to, you know, say thank you to everybody who's been showing up. Nobody in the Discord, but for those of you who did use it and have been on with us, we do appreciate it, and we thank you so much for the year that you have given us. We do need to go. We have one final traditional song that we always play on Christmas, and I play it in full because of the ending. You have to play it through to the ending.
Is it Mega Man?
No, it's not Mega Man. It's always Mega Man, isn't it? There's always a Dave, and it's always Mega Man.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a fantastic year. RJ, thanks for being here all year long with us. Matt, thanks for showing up twice.
wow.
Dave, thanks also for showing up twice. Except you live in Colorado. He lives in the city we do this from.
Hey. You get what you can.
Yes.
Wendy, thank you so much for being here. Not just today and everything that you've done today, but every single day that you have been here and everything you have done for me to allow me to be here. So thank you for that. Listeners, callers, everybody, thanks for a wonderful, wonderful year. Thanks for a great show. We hope you have a fantastic Christmas and a great new year. This is music. You know what this is, RJ, don't you?
Yep.
What is it?
Super Mario Sleigh
Ride, yes. Have a great Christmas.